You guys ready for the 2022 Year End Review podcast? Sponsored by the greatest website of all time, Ranker.com. Thank you, Ranker.
Thank you, Ranker.
Yes, we love it. Ranker.com, not only a great website, but an easy website to navigate. A website that is filled with pop-ups for good things that I do want to buy. A website...
Like that shirt you're wearing.
Yes, like this shirt. I was very impressed by them doing this thing where not only do they have the pop-ups that take up the entire screen, so you have to look where to click out, they have additional ones for different products come up in front of that. You're getting dual wall advertisement. Wow. It's nice.
And Ranker is hiring at this time.
Well, I mean, hopefully we can all join the ranks. Let's start the show. Of course, Ranker is great for all the lists of all the important things, including the things that we want to catch up on at the end of the year. So let's just get right into it. Folks, this is the best movies of 2022. Ooh, thanks to the fine folks that voted over at Ranker.com. Now, I saw some films this year. You guys see anything?
Couple.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw three movies in the theaters the entire year.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
I did not see that. What is that? Nicolas Cage, I believe?
Yeah.
You went to the theater three times?
Three times, and I thought it was only once, but then I checked my records.
Wow.
Yeah, it turns out I went there three times.
What records?
I keep a detailed account of everything that happens to me every day. It's a very healthy and normal thing.
Do you really?
Yes, it's a very healthy and normal thing to
do. So you scrolled through it and looked for...
Yeah, I did an entire
thing. Do you have one of those Polly Pocket diaries that only opens on the sound of your voice?
No, but if they sold those in adult format, I'm sure I would do that. So, I mean, it's always a good option.
Also, Nicolas Cage put a movie out?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was ironic.
What?
It's hilarious.
It was like ironic and about him, right? Or something.
Basically, him making fun of himself for an hour and a half. It's great.
Interesting.
Dave, get in there.
Yeah, Dave. Sorry. Yeah, don't be afraid.
No, you can't. You have to talk into the cornhole of it. You can't just use it like a...
No, weirdly, you do have to talk into the top of it. That's Dave calling in from outer space right now. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, pretty much like that.
Is it a Word document, Giles?
I can't hear you.
We can hear you perfect now.
Do you really keep track of everything you do?
Yeah, I do. Is it a
Word document?
No, it's a hard copy journal, and it looks psychotic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Kind of no. Yeah.
Today I masturbated four times.
Yeah, nice.
I saw three movies. I saw Scream 5, which was fine.
Probably not on that list.
I didn't even know that movie came out either.
It did come out. I saw Jackass Forever. I saw that. Okay. I did laugh at that. And then I saw the movie Bullet Train, and I fell asleep at different points during it.
That movie was terrible.
I've heard people say it was terrible, and then I've heard people say that they liked it a lot. It sounds like it was very polarizing.
Those people are idiots.
Well,
you saw it. What do you think?
I thought I was like... It's
trying
good.
To decide who to side with.
It's like it's good, but it's like they're trying really hard to kind of be like a Tarantino-esque thing, but then it was also kind of like...
It was Brad Pitt, right?
It was Brad Pitt, yeah. And then it was kind of like cartoonish, and then it was like multiple stories intersecting in like this murder mystery thing. It was like a lot of different... And then like... Brad Pitt was trying to be like cheeky and funny through the whole thing. It was
Wait, that sounds like Burn After Reading. Do you remember that?
But that was really good.
It was kind of like a Coen Brothers movie where they had like all the characters be like witty, but then there's a bunch of shit in it. I would have to see it again, honestly. I was distracted and sleeping pretty much the entire time. But
it's on Netflix now, so
Did your journal reflect the stub prices for the tickets for these?
Actually, weird.
Curious.
I would guess
how expensive it is to go to the theater these days.
I would guess it was probably at least like $12 plus.
Oh, that's it.
Seems reasonable. That's about market price.
It was at a mostly abandoned mall.
About the going rate
on the west side of Cincinnati. So, like,
what mall is not abandoned at this point, or partially abandoned,
especially in Cincinnati?
There's the Northgate Mall. It's very nice. They have a Lululemon store. I bet you'd like that,
Mr.
Dog Shirt guy. They got that in there. But yeah, those were the three films that I saw of the six new movies I have seen this entire year. And I don't mean new like they came out. I mean new like I saw six movies for the first time this entire year.
Wow.
Genuinely,
but you've probably
watched...
How many movies do you watch, though? Because you watch old movies, right?
I pretty much just keep rewatching the same old ones at this point. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But
I'm pretty sure start a movie and finish a movie, two. And they were back-to-back on an airplane from Qatar to Boston.
Oh, nice. World Traveler, NATO.
Yeah.
You only watched two movies this year?
I slept most of it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that I can think of, that like I started a movie and then watched it until completion.
Pathetic.
Well, I watched a few things until completion.
I'm sorry, completion?
But
Yeah, there we go.
I watched 25. You watched, I have listed here.
Jesus Christ.
Most of them were new.
Whoa.
Most, some weren't. Titanic.
I've never
one of them. One of them I watched was Jack Reacher, the old one with Tom Cruise.
I never saw that.
It's okay.
Yeah. I've yet to see Titanic.
He gets clobbered in the back of the head with a baseball bat, and then he just like shakes it off, and we're like, and you're like, what?
That does sound.
Well, Nate Dogg, if you watched his training for it, you'd know that he can take multiple blows for the head.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. Issues.
Yeah,
he
was a Navy SEAL.
The other movie I watched was the
Red Notice.
Don't even get me started.
Or was that last year?
Yeah, it was
last
year.
Get me started.
Don't get him. Red Notice that.
No, because this might be worse than Red Note. It was Doctor Strange and the Multiverse.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Moving up.
That was about as cool as the ass and shit of Qatar from the airplane. That was, like, Qatar looks like what that movie was. Just sand and shit. You're like, it sucks. You're like, oh, this sucks.
I'm pretty sure you need to see some of the other movies for it to make sense.
I don't know. That one sucked balls. It was like, stupid.
It's just fully not in English, and he's sitting there for 2 hours just like, this sucks.
No, I actually watched the Bollywood version. I'm like, ah, shit. No, it stunk.
I'd have to say that movie, you do need to see, I think, WandaVision and the first Doctor Strange, because I watched it without seeing either of them, and I was like, I feel pretty behind.
Yeah, I had no idea what was happening.
But it wasn't as bad as ass and shit.
It was
all
right.
Yeah,
it
whatever that means.
What? Yeah. So what do we have for 2022 movies that people liked?
So we got
Jackass Forever is new.
Jackass Forever was new, yep. And then Scream.
I have that one. I watched that one.
I enjoyed
it.
Think?
I thought Poopy.
Was funny.
Poopy was the real star.
Poopy and Dark Shark.
Yeah.
The dude's dad.
Was that the dude's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy stole the show. Yeah. But yeah, the fine folks at Ranker.com, I mean, they got on it.
Okay.
They're always on it.
Yeah. I only pulled the top five.
Also, we're kind of forgetting. Batman.
Can we have some guesses for the top five?
Sure. Yeah. All right.
Or number one.
Either your favorites or whatever you think number one. Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
Avatar: The Way of Water.
Okay. Recent debut, but bold choice.
I haven't seen it, but I
haven't seen it yet either.
Guess for number one of Ranker.
Yeah. Batman. I'm sticking to it.
I know what it is, but yep.
He knows.
I'll let
we
you guess first.
Earlier.
I can't even. It's bad that I can't even think of the movies that were supposed to be good this year.
I'll give you a hint.
I don't know them. Wakanda.
I'll give you a
hint.
Jack Reacher is kind of close to what it was.
Oh, Top
Jack
Gun.
Ryan?
Top Gun 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Top Gun.
That was a good one. I really enjoyed that movie.
Never saw it, yep.
Coming in at number five, The Fablemans. I have no idea what that is.
No, I don't even know.
Apparently, it was a Steven.
It's a classic Ranker.
It was a Steven Spielberg movie that I had no idea that came out.
It sounds familiar.
That guy's still making movies?
Yeah. Apparently, young Sammy Fableman falls in love with movies after his parents take him to see the greatest show on earth.
Yeah, I'm out.
And then he starts to make his own movies with the delight of his supportive mother. And that is the entire summer.
Is Licorice Pizza on this list?
It was not in the top five. I don't know where it landed. I did not see Licorice. I saw people, another polarizing film. I saw a lot of people say they liked it, and a lot of people say they didn't.
What was it called? The Fableman?
The Fablemans.
Men's.
Yeah, Fablemans.
Were they Jewish?
Sammy Fableman. I mean, it doesn't sound like a not Jewish person. Number four, The Banshees of Inisherin.
Lexi's parents enjoyed that movie.
Apparently, it's a Colin Farrell movie, and it sounds like it was. it sounds like it was aggressively Irish. And the summary is that someone had a friend, and then there was an issue, and then he tried to become friends again.
Sounds like a great movie.
It does.
Should we phone in Lexi's parents real quick?
Yeah. Fun fact about Colin Farrell: according to a guy that dealt with sex tapes, there was a Colin Farrell sex tape out.
Yeah,
and he said he had the largest penis he's ever seen on a human being.
It's pretty exciting.
Colin Farrell did.
Colin Farrell,
I did about Colin Farrell. Or?
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy that's worked in the porn industry and also did
seen a lot
with
of penises.
Well, I think he did something with the Tommy Lee Pam Anderson sex tape, because they all made money off of that. Like, that was, they released that on purpose. But so he said,
according to the documentary about
all right,
the series,
Whatever that's called.
Okay, well,
docu-series, I guess.
All I know is that he said there was a Colin Farrell sex tape that came across his desk, and that Colin Farrell had the largest penis he's ever seen on a human.
Good to know.
Oh, good for him.
Good to think of.
So,
number three,
think about that
Batman.
Next time you watch a movie in a minute.
We'll think about
Batman.
Number three, The Batman.
I could not get all the way through it.
I didn't realize that came out this year. I thought that came out
very early in the year.
Yeah, I was within the last 4 years, maybe that came out. I had no idea that was in 2022.
That was solid.
Another
long.
Colin Farrell movie.
Never saw it.
He plays the Penguin, right?
Who is the Batman?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Who is nice. The Batman?
Macaulay, no, not Macaulay Culkin.
Paddington. Yeah. Robert Paddington.
Patterson.
Paddington was the bear.
Paddington's yeah, the bear, too.
Yeah. It was the bear in the Batman suit. It was very cute. Yeah.
Real change there.
Number two, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, a movie that everyone kept telling me was good, but then I was like, I ain't going to see.
Nope.
I kind of like the title.
Yeah. All I know is that it had the kid that wasn't the star from The Goonies in it, and that was like the first movie he'd been in for a long time. And then other than that, I don't know anything about him.
The one that got addicted to heroin and was homeless for a while?
I think you're thinking of...
Goodman?
Look, I thought you were thinking about the kid from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
no, the kid that became...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
oh,
guy.
Yeah, Goldberg.
Goldberg.
That's my first I'm not going to say it because I don't think that's right.
Man, what in the hell? The kid that became like a singer, and then he was like a weird...
Justin
like,
Bieber?
No, the one from the Goonies that...
Harry Styles?
No, I mean, from the 80s. Oh my God, what the hell is his name? I can't remember, but anyway, number one, Top Gun Maverick.
Okay. Great film. Yeah. Lexi and I watched it in theaters.
Haven't seen it.
I didn't see it. Heard it was great action sequences.
Heard great things. Yeah.
Never heard a bad thing about it.
Yeah, I really haven't. I've just heard people be like, yeah, it was good.
The beach football scene was hot.
That sounds hot. They didn't mention that specifically on Ranker.com, but I imagine if there were a scene of... if there were a Ranker list of hot beach football scenes, probably be number
instead
one.
Of, instead
right
of
up
playing
there.
Regular football, they played two offenses against each other at the same time, and it's called dogfight football.
Oh, dogfight, like the planes.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that does
is there, clever. Is there defense?
Yeah.
No, kind of. You get in the way while you're on offense of them.
Oh, so they're playing sarcastable.
Yeah, it's just all offense. All the time. We had some great films here. Movies are cool. What about music? You guys ever listen to that?
What's music?
No. I don't know anymore. I really don't. They did list the best albums of 2022, according to all the fine folks.
Sure. Taylor Swift's album was number one.
You know what? It is not, which is interesting. Again, I did the top five. I tried to pull my own personal favorites, and then it turns out I just don't listen to albums anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I've just fully fallen into Spotify's model, and it's just like, if there's a song I like, then I'll listen to it. But I don't think any of the bands that I've been listening to long enough to, like, listen to a full album when it comes out.
Didn't My Chemical Romance come out with an album this year?
They did not. They came out with a song, and everyone thought they were going to come out with an album, but then for some reason they didn't. It's very interesting.
Didn't that guy Charlie Puth put out, like, a TikTok album?
Please? I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
So it's the number one album. Morgan Wallen?
No, it was not Morgan Wallen.
That's my number one of the year.
That's your number one of the year, Morgan
Dangerous.
Wallen? Interesting.
Easy there, Kanye.
Any other...
I'm scrolling down my like downloads.
Morgan Wallen is
the
apparently
music
dangerous.
Slaps.
It's not. Yeah. It can't be posted.
He's very, very famous.
My
but,
Hometown,
yeah.
Great song. Your Bartender, great song.
Is it Drake and Nevermind?
No, I think it's going to be Beyoncé.
Oh, yeah. Beyonce did have
not even Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. Yeah. Is it going to be some artist that I've never heard of?
Oh, no.
It is
no.
Not someone you've never heard of.
Jack Harlow.
Ooh, good call. He's not in the top
did
five.
Did Billie Eilish do anything this year?
Not in the top five.
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Was it Led Zeppelin?
Miley Cyrus.
Did Led
she do
Zeppelin drop
a album?
She's doing the New Year's
the Harry Styles one.
Not in the top five?
Wow.
SZA.
It's crazy. We've got, I went through, there are four albums that I listened to this entire year. Or like new albums.
Like new albums.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like okay. The one that I listened to the most.
What'd you go through? That's not on your notes.
I went through like my Spotify and I was like, what albums are saved from the... And then I had to keep looking and I was like, apparently everything I listened to was from
this
2021.
This guy's listing every song he listened to.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Mean, really be.
No, it's the album I listened to the most was by a band called Wet Leg, and it was their self-titled album called Wet Leg. And
that was a...
just these two girls. It's great. It's good stuff. It's fun.
They're called yeah. Wet Leg because you'd rather piss yourself and listen to that. Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly, number one.
Not on the top five. All right, coming in at number five, Legend by John Legend. That's great.
What?
Yeah, you guys all listen to John Legend,
he's
right?
Everyone on Ranker.com does.
Yeah. How many people voted, gals? How many people?
I forgot to poll.
Show
that.
Me the card back.
Actually, damn, that's a really important thing. Because some of these are literally like...
It's like 160
votes. It's like
100 votes.
People
yeah.
voted for the best album of the year.
If only you were on your laptop
bots.
Right now.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, it's crazy.
Not connected to
Ranker's,
the internet. I can't handle that.
Ranker's wild.
Number four, Melt My Eyes, See Your Future by Denzel Curry, who I thought was an actor. I didn't realize.
Oh, no. He's a pretty hardcore.
Yeah, he's great. He's great in Training Day.
Oh, yeah, Denzel Curry.
His raps are very deep.
Huh.
He's
well,
got a,
deep enough to get to number four on Ranker.com's best album of 2022. Pretty close. Coming in at number three, the Forever Story by either JID or JID. It's just all capitalized. There's no punctuation.
We're going with JID.
I'm thinking JID.
I've seen that name before.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the third studio album by this person who I will not be looking up. But yeah, congratulations to JID or JID. Now, the two next two, now we're getting into people I know. We got Dawn FM by The Weeknd coming in at number two.
That was a good album.
Apparently so. Good enough for number two. Never listened to it. And
didn't some?
I don't know if that
someone
guy
from The Weeknd pass away, or was that
I
a
think
different
The Weeknd
band?
Is a person.
Weeknd is, yeah, so The Weeknd
you're talking
is
about, you're talking about Migos.
Yes. Yes.
One of the people from Weeknd didn't die.
Right, The Weeknd. Yeah.
He died over the weekend.
That's why you think that. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you guys can tell that we're five white guys in our 30s, but.
RIP to.
I think most.
Quavo?
Yeah.
No, Takeoff.
Quavo's Rancheros.
Yeah, RIP to Takeoff. And congratulations to Kendrick Lamar, number one. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, an album that
is it good?
I had no idea.
I like Kendrick Lamar. I might listen to that.
It's not good as his first two, I don't think. But
City.
It's very.
It could literally just be him screaming over jazz at this point, because that's like how experimental I would imagine.
He's just crying.
Black Lives Matter. It hit on women's rights. It hit on almost everything political.
It's not much music. It's just him talking.
It's more or less political beliefs. And they go, this is unreal. Well, I kind of miss when he was just screaming.
I kind of wish he would rap.
Yeah. Just do rap sweet lines.
You know how Compton's pretty cool and ghetto and, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bloods and Crips, but
well, I don't know who Mr. Morale is or these Big Steppers, but whoever they are, of course, a lot of great albums, a lot of great movies. It probably feature a lot of great actors, huh?
Yes.
I mean, you'd guess.
I guess so. I do have the top five actors from 2022.
Timothée Chalamet is in there.
Close, but no.
Jesus. Are these male actors?
These are male actors. We do have best actresses after this. Not on the top five.
Damn it.
Our non-binaries. Eligible for both categories.
Honestly, there are so many.
That's a great question. Legitimately, that's a great question.
There are so many specific lists on Ranker. I think you can just create your own. So probably if you dug deep enough. But I was getting pissed off at how specific they were just to get to this point. So these are what most would believe to be male actors.
Okay. The Rock,
and I also it is on there.
I don't like presuming, but I'll make my guesses.
Yes, please. I hate to put you in this position to have to hazard a guess, but I also don't know if these people put out movies in 2022 because I didn't want to research everyone. But coming in, number five, Ranker.com, best actor 2022, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. He's in a movie. I don't know what it is, but I just saw a scene.
Yeah, it was The Bourne Identity. It was a really good movie.
Ultimatum.
Bourne Ultimatum.
I think he's making a production company of some sort.
I think the second one could.
I know he has a lot
of. The second one was also very good.
I know he has a lot of nonprofits. He seems like a really cool guy.
I hear he's a legitimately nice person.
Yeah.
Is he direct or he produces a bunch?
I think he does all that.
He was also one of the guys that was like pushing FTX crypto huge.
Probably.
He was like all those. He was in like their commercials.
You're thinking of Larry David, not Matt Damon. Their last names both start with D. That's why you think.
Are they not in the same commercial?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought Tom Brady was not in the top
actor of 2022, but I'll tell you who it is. Number four, Mark Wahlberg.
He's always in that list.
I'm sure he
made at least three movies this year.
Does he have
Daddy's Home 3?
Yeah.
Does he have like an Adam Sandler deal with Netflix where he's just going to keep making
whatever natural like disaster like terrorist kind of movie he's just in? He goes, things would have gone different if I was there, so let me make a movie about it.
He had one summer where both a Boston Marathon and a Deepwater Horizon movie came out. Yeah. And it was like, imagine if Wahlberg was at both of these.
never would have happened.
Yeah, it's like really weird.
He's also really ripped for a man who's in his 50s.
He's really ripped. He's devoutly Christian.
Well,
and,
do you hear his workout routine?
Do you think he's natty?
18 hours a day.
I watched his little show on HBO. It's impressive. He gets up at like 3:30 in the morning and works out for 3 hours.
Talking about Wahlbergers?
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Do you think he's natural, though?
No.
He doesn't have to be.
They're going
to
make a documentary about his
he
life.
He says
it'll
he's natural.
White men can
Liver
jump.
King said the same thing.
Yeah.
Just like Liver King. Yeah.
He's a fraud.
Yeah. You know who the Liver King is, guys?
It's the guy that like eats rotting food on the internet or something.
No, it's
like,
not rotting. It's
liver.
Fresh liver.
It's just raw.
It's all natural like meats and...
I've heard about it. Just I haven't watched it because I don't want to feel
all about
sick.
Primal stuff.
He's got abs on his abs.
He's the caveman Salt Bae.
He suns his butthole and
perineum sunning.
Yeah.
He smells like shit.
Wait, he tans his butthole?
Suns it. No.
Suns his butthole?
He doesn't tan it. He suns it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Idiot.
Excuse me.
His butthole's already tan.
Sticks a fucking rod up there that's about 6,000 degrees.
Wait, so what do you do? Just lay on your back and just spread your butt cheeks at the sun?
Yeah.
You hold on to your feet.
You're shitting me. You're shitting me. There's 100 of us here without cocks.
Number three, Ryan Reynolds on the list again. Good for him.
Oh, he had that gaming movie.
Go Ryan.
Right?
Spirited, their Christmas movie was delightful.
It was called...
Fall Guy.
Game Over.
No.
New Guy.
New Nope.
Player One.
Player Two.
Nope. No.
Player Three.
One Up.
Nope.
Level Up.
Free Guy.
Free Guy, yep.
And I saw a few scenes of that being filmed because it was filmed in South Boston when I lived there.
What?
It was filmed a while ago, I guess. Because maybe COVID. Yeah, but one of the diners we used to go to, all of a sudden one day I walked by and the signs were all different because they were turning it into like a different like fake diner. So
damn.
I want to watch it just to see it, but it's all Boston.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Yep.
Cool. Number two, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, he is on there. I assume that he also came out with two or three different movies that all.
Black Adam.
Yeah. This is kind of like a popularity contest more than like a best performing actor of the year, I would say.
The thing with Ranker.com is that it belongs to the people. It might be the only true democracy that we have left. Where I mean, if you're interested in going onto their website, you can change a thing or two.
If it's not The Rock, it's not Mark Wahlberg.
Ryan
it's
going to
be Kevin Hart.
Interestingly, no. Actually, maybe almost the polar opposite of Kevin Hart.
Timothy Chalamet.
Rebel Wilson.
Closer to Timothy Chalamet. Further away from Rebel Wilson.
Well, you said the polar opposite of Kevin Hart, so I feel like Rebel Wilson's probably...
Who's you're not wrong in that.
Who's the tallest white man in the world?
Yeah. Yao Ming.
Adam Driver?
Almost. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. A person who I cannot say with any confidence I've ever seen anything that he's ever made.
He looks. You've seen Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
I can't say his name with any confidence.
He looks like an alien.
He's Smaug in The Hobbit.
Yeah, he's a hobbit.
He's not the Hobbit.
He's never saw it. No, I
he's a dragon in the Hobbit.
He's Smaug.
Never
he's
saw the
dragon?
Yeah, yeah. Smaug. He's the voice of Smaug.
Oh, the voice.
Yeah, yeah. And he does the motion.
Well, he does do the
wait.
Crawling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's scenes of him doing the crawling.
Isn't the dragon gigantic?
Yeah, but they just...
They used CGI. It's not a real dragon.
Yes.
They needed a person to act as the dragon?
Yeah, they couldn't get a dragon.
That doesn't sound like... Like, who are the dragons?
Yeah, they had dragon tryouts.
Who played the dragons? Who played the dragons in Game of Thrones?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. they tried out for the role. They didn't make it.
He's being typecast. It's sad.
Well, he got a lot of recognition for what? Imitation Game in like 2017.
That was a great movie.
He's very, very famous, and I have never seen.
But he's also British.
He's also British, so, you know, hello. And I don't like. I guess he only does like intense dramas. So
well, he got super famous because he was the doctor on Doctor Who, right? Wasn't he the doctor on Doctor Who forever?
I have no idea.
No.
Yeah. I thought that's how he got like super famous.
I thought he was.
Because from there,
Sherlock Holmes.
He got like.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was the doctor
Lexi
before
says yes.
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But he was like the doctor
we
first.
Have,
and
we
then
have no
all
true way of settling this. I mean, that's the only
thing. Our Gen Z fact checker says yes.
That's the only thing I can say.
I mean, we could.
Yeah. I mean, congratulations to Benedict Cumberbatch coming in top five again. I mean, it's great.
Congratulations.
Great year for...
Congratulations on also making a dog shit movie I saw that year, so...
Nate Dogg did see a movie and he didn't like it, so...
I saw a movie with him in it. Here's my problem with it.
You didn't see the first one or WandaVision.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Maybe that's part of it.
I didn't understand any part of this elaborate series that I had.
See any of the 17 movies before that.
No, because this is like a legitimate problem I have with like some of the new Star Wars and the Marvel movies.
Okay.
And I realized it after watching the old Star Wars again, is the pacing of the movie. Like, think about a movie these days that has had, like, the Yoda in the swamp scene. Like, Luke Skywalker. That whole section takes so much longer than you think.
Star Wars
but
The Last Jedi.
It just is, like, the pacing of the story. Like, in the Doctor Strange and, like, all the Marvel things, it's like, you're just supposed to be like, oh, yeah, of course that happens.
No,
like, everything happens so fast, and it's so just like, bing, bang, bang, boom. But
everything
they're like, oh, yeah, of course that
once.
Happens. Like, oh, they're never going to look into that.
The last two Star Wars movies that I saw in a theater half of the dialogue is just the characters explaining the plot as it's happening in real time.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
Right. They're like, oh, well, my God.
The
and they're like,
5 seconds of the movie.
It's called exposition, guys. We got to get the plot going.
We need to find this shit that we made up. And then they're like, it's over there. And then
it could blow up the world.
There, yeah.
It's,
it's here.
It's wild.
Nate Dogg, what's the last movie you liked? Last year, you didn't like any. You didn't like any this year.
Like Redness,
that's true. Let me think. Ocean's 11. I love that movie.
But Ocean's 8, though,
not a bad
hand.
Movie. Yeah. A great film.
All right, what's number
actually,
one?
Speaking of Ocean's 8. Oh, yeah. Number one was
George Clooney?
No, it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, it was.
Congratulations to him. Speaking of Ocean's 8 and all the female actors out there, let's look at the best actresses.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah. Number one, Zendaya.
Nope, hold up. Hold up.
Yeah, you are
Zendaya.
You are not.
What's the other? Well, what's the girl in White Lotus?
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, she's all over my.
She's hot as
a algorithm right now.
She has started showing up.
Ortega.
Zendaya is not number one. Ortega. Aubrey Plaza is not in the top
five. Whatever
Wednesday.
Margot Robbie's got to be up there, right?
Margot Robbie is number five to start the list.
There you go, Nate Dogg.
Barbie movie
we'll,
is being
we'll play.
Made.
We'll has, play. Get it? That's like a family thing.
We'll play. Barbie movie has not come out yet, right? They were just filming it?
No, but there's a weird scene in that where they have Ken strapped up to a wall.
What the F? It's
all over my fucking, not, like,
did,
what's going
did
on?
Did they remove his genitals for that, too, or no?
I
think there was...
Wait. We just breezed past the fact that Sandpan's algorithm is Aubrey Plaza, and Conair's algorithm is Ken strapped to a wall.
Right, she has... No, she's
weird shit.
She started showing up in my feed, and then it started to overtake all my Haley Williams stuff that's showing up in my Explore.
So you never watched Parks and Rec, obviously?
I did. I watched all of that.
So you're a fan?
I am a fan of Aubrey Plaza, but then she made all these like independent dramas. And
what
I was
about
like,
the movie she made with Zac Efron?
Dirty Grandpa?
No, the dude, Bill and Ted Need Dates or something.
Need Wedding Dates? Yes, that was also the dumbest movie involved.
She was in Parks and Rec? Is that where she got her come up?
Yeah, that was her big thing.
She was new to me in that show. It was good.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Margot Robbie, she's in like that new movie that's about like old Hollywood.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Babylon.
No, there we go.
There you go.
Yes, she was in Wolf of Wall Street, but also this this new thing that I was thinking of. I think
it just came out.
I believe it, yeah.
I see a lot of commercials for it.
Yeah, they're really blasting that out there. Number four again, Scarlett Johansson. I haven't seen a movie with Scarlett Johansson in it.
She's
like,
still doing it, though.
Black Widow.
I haven't.
She's out there.
Yeah.
That was
cashing
last year, wasn't it?
That was last year because she was number one last year, and I remember being like, why? Why
she is pretty hot.
How old is she? She was making movies in like early 2000, wasn't
she? She's in her
30s. She's
36,
no.
I'm guessing.
30s?
She was like a 15-year-old when she started getting popular.
Okay.
Really?
I can't remember the movie. She's like a child then, and you like forget that she's in the movie. It's like one of her first... It's not like a Jumanji movie, but it's like a Jumanji.
Thinking of E.T., and you're thinking of Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Damn.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So gotcha. She is 38.
Boom.
Good call.
84, correct? Yeah.
What's her first movie?
I don't know.
Something
weird.
Actually.
He's going to look that up. We're going to talk about number three, Zendaya, a person whose name I keep hearing and I don't know who she is.
She is
Euphoria.
Spider-Man's girlfriend.
Haven't seen that.
No, Euphoria, right?
Well,
both.
That's both. Oh, is TV included in this?
I get best actresses, so I mean, I guess any degree.
You don't really have to make anything.
Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not TikTokers.
You would think that's...
That's what I was kind of wondering. Is there going to be a TikToker here?
Yeah, I guess. At what point?
I'd know them all, then.
Charlie D'Amelio.
I guess they've drawn a firm line between, like, influencer,
LSU
influencer.
Yeah.
Livy. Livy.
Yeah. Number two, Florence
Pugh. I believe it's pronounced Pugh.
I have no idea what it is, but that's my favorite pronunciation of it
Hawkeye
so far.
And the Black Widow, just his sister.
I'm not sure who that person
is. She's the blonde one.
Yeah, she's actually kind of cute.
Apparently she's
second
best actress of 2022. I'm
Wait,
sure.
What was she in?
I have, I mean,
Black
they just
Widow, and she's
no,
in Hawkeye.
Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
She's in something coming out.
She was
soon.
In the Don't Call Her Daddy movie. Don't Worry, Darling movie.
Don't Worry,
oh,
Darling.
Oh, wait. Is that the Olivia Wilde one?
Yeah.
Is that where she's like, I think Harry Styles in that movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about.
Okay, gotcha. Haven't seen the movie. Only heard about it.
Harry Styles
was
in it.
Yeah, Harry Styles was, and turns out he can't act, so.
Huh.
Wait, was...
I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Wait, the only reason why I know about this movie is because I'm pretty sure Jason Sudeikis gave her like custody papers like on stage when she was promoting this movie.
Service.
Served her custody papers for their kids when she was like on stage promoting. I think it was this movie.
Bitching.
She was
That's
in
how you find
Puss
people.
In Boots or the
Oh, Puss good. Puss in Boots, the last new Shrek movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
That is good.
I watched some Puss in Boots this year.
Apparently it's a hit, yeah.
With my nieces and nephews. Over Thanksgiving, I'm legit.
Well, Avery left for the night, and it's time to kill.
They got a new one in theaters if you want to catch the 9 o'clock after the... Like, and then number one, I mean, this is almost impossible to guess. And
is it Elizabeth Olsen?
Wow, look at you. Yeah, you nailed
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well,
wait,
she,
why?
Because she was the female lead of
she's Wanda.
That
Let's
Marvel movie.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch Wanda. Was the...
No, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know which button it is.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, apparently she became
she's
very famous.
Wanda Maximoff.
Sure.
I mean, yeah.
Who would have guessed that she would be the most famous Olsen twin?
I know.
Her Olsen twist.
Yeah, Con Air. Con Air.
Point on the board.
We really didn't
want
to hit the wrong one there.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah. Congratulations to all the actors and actresses.
Wanda?
Yep.
What else did she do? That's the only one I thought of was Wanda, and then she was in Nate Dogg's favorite movie of the year, Doctor Strange Multiverse, and...
See, by the way, I will say...
Oh, now he's going to compliment it?
No, no, she, just no of, she was the only, like, interesting person in that movie.
Well, she's attractive.
Is that the writer or is
she
that the actor?
She was the main character.
No, I think that she did an exceptional job for what she needed to do in that movie. And I think that that part was good,
this, right?
But yeah. The rest of it stunk. But I thought that she was actually quite good hands. In it.
There and also
her boobs were out pretty much the entire
time. Listen, yeah,
pretty sure.
Listen, I had you my dick in my hands. I was sweating. Yeah. I was pacing.
She really filled her role. Filled.
That villain suit looked good on her.
No, I thought she was good in that movie. Just the movie itself stunk.
Can't believe she was top five.
There is a musician whose name is Angel Olsen. That's also confusing.
Well, I almost said Elizabeth Banks, and that's not her. She's the one from Knocked Up.
Yes, that is correct.
I had to make sure.
What's the next cat?
No, that's not Judd Apatow's wife. Who's when you said Elizabeth Banks, that's what I thought it was.
Elizabeth Banks was also in all of the Judd Apatow movies,
but not his
wife's name is Lady that was in all that other stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
She's also from Longmeadow, Massachusetts, the town next to mine.
Oh, that is very interesting.
Good lacrosse town.
That place is shit. Isn't
Long
it?
Meadow?
Or is East Long Meadow?
Very nice. Long Meadow is a very fancy.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If lacrosse
is Oh, no, you're right. Because I think there's like a nice. Long Meadow Country Club that's like super
like
exclusive. You're right.
Good for you.
Oh, really?
Speak your mind.
Yeah. You know what? That's like a super nice club.
You think that movie's good? I think it sucks.
Yeah. That's what this is all about. This is the end of the year.
I would not expect that.
I mean, I don't know. I was familiar with most of the names from the past two things. Now we're moving into my favorite part of Ranker.com, which is best new musical artists, because I never knew.
Oh, boy.
I never know a single one of these people. Coming in at number five. We don't even have to.
Just do the names.
Yeah, just do the names, because I couldn't even think of any.
Coming in at number five, Pink Pantheress.
I dig the name. Like, I dig the name.
It's like Pink Panther.
It could just be a guy.
It's like Megan Thee Stallion.
It's like that. It's like Pink Panther, but it's like if it were a woman and it's some lady. It's an English singer born in 2001. So that's Number four, So Faygo, which was originally stylized $O(FAYGO), but
pass.
Now.
She's from 2003?
I think it's a guy, but I don't know.
Does it at least give them like a hit song?
Isn't Faygo a yogurt?
It's a, it's the, you're thinking of Faye, which is a yogurt, but then there's also Faygo, which is the preferred soda brand of the Insane Clown Posse.
And Sofritas is the tofu at Chipotle.
That is also correct.
What?
Sofritas.
Sofritas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming in at number three, Nardo Wick. Real name, Horace.
Are you just making shit up?
No,
I've never heard of any of these.
Real name,
I believe all
Horace Bernard.
Oh, no, this is
Horace
definitely.
Bernard Walls III, born in 2001 from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey.
American rapper from Jacksonville.
Pass. Yeah.
Number two, Tate McRae.
Oh, I've seen that name. Have
Canadian
I heard her name?
Singer, songwriter, and dancer. Originally wrote a song in 2019 called One Day that went viral on YouTube.
I thought that was by the Jewish guys.
Tate McRae.
Modest Yahoo?
Modest Yahoo. Wait, is Tate McRae that person's real?
I don't know.
No, there's no way.
No way. And then number one, Baby Keem.
Oh, yeah. He sent a few songs with Kendrick.
Okay. Originally American rapper, singer from Las Vegas, Nevada. Originally gained major recognition following the release of his single titled Orange Soda from his second mixtape called Die for My Bitch. Congratulations, Baby Keem. Honorable mention for some of these names here. We've got Pooh Shiesty.
Pooh Shiesty.
That's a good name. That's a, that's like an Xbox Live gamer tag. Pooh Shiesty.
That is my gamer tag.
That's just taking
I'm going to sue that motherfucker.
That's the guy Jackass. You know, the Poopy just has his musical career going.
I think Poopy's an all-time great name for a nickname. For Jackass.
For everything he did in that movie. And what, did they do like a 4.5 too? What was the one that...
He did the bear, didn't he? He was the...
That was Dave England.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah, he was seriously terrified.
But no, yeah. Poopy did the... I mean, he did, and I think Wee Man and a couple others did that 40-yard dash blindfolded where they put obstacles in the way, and he ran through a fucking shed. Just full-on sprint through a shed.
Wee Man's still alive?
Yes.
Shockingly.
He owns a...
Same with Preston.
He owns a Steve-o. Chain of taco... Restaurants.
Steve-O's
changed
so much, man. He,
yeah, he's
Steve-O. Who would have thought that he's in your world, guys?
Who would have thought that he'd be the successful one?
Do you like what he does? Have you seen?
I have never seen it, but I would see it live because, like, it's got to be crazy.
Apparently, he just tells stories and like shows clips.
It's like a multimedia thing at this point.
Stunts and
Well, his last special, I'm pretty sure he like ended it with him jerking off, like as he jumps out of an airplane to like skydive,
skyjacking.
Yeah. Like he jumps out as he's coming. He jumps out as he's coming.
Did he finish? What is that Mallrats when the plane's crashing? Everyone just pulls out their shit and starts coming everywhere. It's like, well, did they finish? God damn it.
God damn it, man. Why would you ask that?
I can't say.
That was number 8, Pooh Shiesty. Number 18, Paris, Texas, which is an American rap duo from Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Number 24, Ice Spice. Okay, and then of course number 25, Papa Rod. So, congratulations to the best new artist.
Those are well, and 22. I'd like to nominate one. His name is Joe Rez. You can literally look him up. R E Z.
Okay,
he's a guy that I met in Israel. He was on He was on the same Jew trip.
Are you plugging somebody?
On.
Yeah. What are you? Yeah. What's going
on here?
And no, because it stinks. But
I listened to it on the flight home from Israel. Yeah.
So I had not talked to him since literally 2014.
Yep.
And he messaged me like 2 months ago on Facebook. I hadn't even been on Facebook in forever, and it was like an old message. Hey, check out my new rap stuff. He's like, I quit my job, which was a lawyer. He was a Harvard graduate, Harvard Law School graduate, worked as a lawyer, quit to do rap.
Yeah, you got to follow your passions. That's what's important. So.
And it's not that good, if I'm being honest.
Is the joke, is it the new fucking Jay-Z song you've got us with? For
no, it's not.
Years.
You can literally look, like, you can tell he spent a lot of money on the music videos that he made, and they're not that good. Like, he spent a lot of money for not a lot of... oomph,
dude, why don't you hype your man up?
Yeah, why?
I bet it's pretty good.
Listen, we can listen. I'll show you guys off
new
mic.
Rez.
Joe Rez.
Joe Rez.
RKO.
Joe Rez. Shouts to Joe Rez.
This is the congratulations, Joe Rez.
Listen, I love you, Joe. You're a cool guy, but your music stinks.
Stop messaging me on Facebook.
Yeah, your music's rough, man.
Yeah. This is the best new artist.
I have a question about new artists.
Yeah.
Does anybody? Are there any new artists that make music that you like, or like the genre that you like?
I don't know, because like new artists is always just like, what is the defined line? Yeah. You know, it's just like what is new? Like when some number of people finds out about them.
But
like, I honestly like.
Well, even backing up like 5 years, are there a lot of like new? What would you define your genre as?
I really
not
I, yeah.
emo, but.
Kind of, or like whatever is left over of that, like I don't know,
punk rock. No,
kind
what do
of
you call
like
it?
Throughout like the entire pandemic, I just completely regressed, and it was just like if it was something that I used to like I just started listening to it again.
But is anybody trying to make that shit in a new way?
Kind of, like there are like little bit, like there's a little band from Connecticut called Anxious that like a lot of people are excited about, and they're just
is
like,
it all nostalgia? Is it like is it kind of just playing the old shit, or is it like is anybody making new?
New alternative rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like
saying.
That.
Yeah,
because it's
like,
a cool, it's like, a cool scene to be like a cool like band thing.
Right.
I just don't know if it resonates with Gen Z. That's what
bring back Hawthorne Heights.
Like everything is so massively fragmented.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know. And then like the way that music is consumed has, you know, people can like make something and then 2 years later, like, you know, they're never making music again. And then like another thing is that another weird thing is that all these giant festivals are coming out. So it's like, if you want to see a band that you like, there is a good chance that once every year, 2 or 3 years, they will play somewhere that you can go to. So it's like, yeah, I don't know.
You mentioned
that.
Yeah.
I went to Bonnaroo a few years in a row, like right around college. Shit. And like I saw people like Paul McCartney, Elton John, like fucking names. I saw like, the Lumineers when they were huge.
Like, there's Bonnaroo. That, but then like now there's all these.
No,
like,
what I'm saying is I just looked at the Bonnaroo lineup.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize a single, like I recognize almost zero bands from like this year's Bonnaroo lineup.
Right. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Well, so you look at, and to Sam's point, is there any new bands doing something that we used to like, say like a Blink-182? Blink-182 is coming back, for God's sakes.
At they're going to be 50.
Taking Back Sunday that we liked. They came out with a song a year and a half ago. They're going to come out with an album here.
I've seen them.
I haven't seen.
I've seen them live 3 times in the last year and a half. they keep going. Yeah.
Maybe it's the fragmentations that's the thing, because I feel like if Blink 182, if I was 32 and Blink 182 was big, I would know about them. But I don't know about any bands that young people are into. I don't know any
Every time, like, you know, like I go through, you know, new artists, I'm like, who the hell are these people? And then if you pull up any other thing, it's like they have 6 million followers and they have 400.
Yeah. So maybe it's there. It's just under our nose. Yeah, we don't see it.
It's insane. Because like they get more attention than anything that we ever.
The algo.
Right.
Well, Giles also didn't tell you that he went to a Puddle of Mud concert.
Yeah. I went to that like a month or two ago.
Cut my life into pieces.
No, that's Papa Roach.
Fuck. Yeah.
No, that's just as bad.
No, wait. Yeah. What's the?
They did She Hates Me.
She hates.
No, that's
She fucking hates.
Did I get it?
No, that's POD.
Yeah, Puddle POD.
No, that's Puddle.
What'd you just say?
No, Puddle of Mud.
Damn it.
Yeah.
POD. I know. It's hard to POD tell them close. Apart, isn't it? So POD is super close.
Same time, pretty much.
Yeah, Puddle of Mud. Yeah. She fucking hates me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, she fucking hates me.
I went ironically.
Nah, blah, blah, blah.
My girlfriend did not. There was a lot. It was at a bar.
She must love you, man.
I must love her because I went with her to that.
Oh, like, I love
she
you,
wanted
man.
To go.
Wait, whoa, whoa.
She
was. I was like, "Oh, this hearing, I love you with the girlfriend."
It's the first time you are hearing it.
But she's
baby.
Yeah. No one is kissing. They're just making noises in the microphone. No one is kissing right now.
That's not what you.
No, that's the opposite of that. It's very much the opposite of that.
I don't think you have to hold the button. You just press it.
Once I let go, it stopped.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's not stopping. Ranker.com and their list of the best rappers of 2022. Just start throwing them out because they're weirdly big names.
Kanye West.
Not
in the top five.
Okay. Well, Kendrick Lamar had the biggest album, so it wasn't
the biggest
Kendrick.
Album, but not in the top five.
Are those new artists that came out with an album this year? Is that
I don't know. I really don't know. Like they leave a lot of fine print out.
Wait, this is a real story.
It's all kind of
that's
feeling.
Why I was like thinking like Post Malone could be up there. He had a good
weirdly
album.
Not in the top five.
I mean, DJ Khaled had a pretty large album.
Not in the
obviously
top five.
He
weirdly, he might be in like top five dance or music because they kept fragmenting
top,
more.
Top, is this new rapper or
nope,
top rapper?
It's just all rappers.
Like, Drake
well,
had two.
I just took a long car ride with my mother, and she's like, I don't understand rap. And I was like, I'm going to take you through the... And I took her through the ages. I started with like Nas, Illmatic,
Future,
and then I showed her like Tupac and Biggie and Wu-Tang Clan. And I literally took her through like all the
shit she was alive for that you weren't.
All the things, all the culture that she experienced when it was the only thing that was.
Nah, she wasn't listening to that shit. She was listening to like
shut
the Dixie Chick.
Best rappers of 22, number 5, Lil Wayne, still hanging in there.
The Kata.
He almost died, like, not that long ago.
A couple times,
I think he overdid the scissor.
Number 4, 21 Savage, still around, apparently.
English.
Would not have guessed that.
I don't know.
He came out with the album with Drake there.
One of them died, too, one of the 21 Savage. One of the 21 Savages.
No, it's just himself.
I understand why that's confusing. It's just one guy.
Oh, okay.
One of the 21 Savages did not die.
Number 3, Future, a person who I still don't savages. Think I've ever heard a song from.
Future, didn't he have an album with Drake? That was Future, right?
I don't know if that was this year. That was a couple of years ago.
No, it was a couple of years ago, but you never heard those songs? Those were good.
You never heard, like, Jumpman?
Jumpman.
If you heard most rap
Diamonds,
music,
Diamonds Dancing?
Drake or...
Right.
Well, I'll be honest, I do not like Drake at all.
Well, I do not like Drake. He's usually the top artist.
So. I think he is bad at rapping.
I mean, my Spotify rap was literally Drake, Future, I think Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Bad at rapping.
And Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I don't find him very impressive.
No. He's not as good as...
Even though it's good?
Lil Rez or whoever.
I don't think it's good.
Number two, Lil Uzi Vert. I know him. He was big last year but I don't know.
He's got one eye, right?
What?
That I don't know, but I can't stand it.
Google an image.
We don't know whether or not a famous person has one eye. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I would know a one-eyed rapper.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He had a couple of good songs, but God, it just seems like he's just a whiny bitch in all his songs.
No, he has one really good one. I think
he's
the one.
I just can't believe he's still at the top.
He's very famous. Well, actually, at top, at number one, is Lil Baby. Not to be confused with Da Baby.
I feel like 2 years ago we had this issue.
He was big, yeah. But yeah, apparently Da Baby has been knocked out of his top spot.
I confused Lil Uzi Vert for Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fetty Wap does
I apologize.
I did not know that.
Jesus Christ, you think Puddle of Mud is P.O.D. and now you think this?
Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Did you just do one-eyed rap?
Fetty Wap looks like an alien.
Fetty Wap came right up.
Do have some honorable mentions to some of my favorite names here. Number eight, Young Boy Never Broke Again.
Who is that?
That's number eight.
Okay.
On Best Rappers.
Got it. Yep.
Number 23, Moneybagg with 2 G's. Yo.
Moneybagg, yo.
It's like a Duffel Bag Boy spinoff there. I like that.
I might know what
his
songs.
And then number 34, a rapper named Blast, but it's spelled B-L-X-S-T, as to be very confusing. So, congratulations.
To just mess up the SEO.
I probably got that website, so I hope.
Maybe
that,
he just got the Insta handle.
How it's pronounced?
It did specify it.
Captain's back.
Yeah. coming back in.
Colin Farrell and Phone Booth.
Folks, we got a few good ones left here from the folks at Ranker.com. We do have the funniest comedians of 2022.
Giles Chickering.
Except for that one.
No, unfortunately.
No, he didn't make the list.
Pete Davidson for ruining.
Giles made top 15 for the greater Cincinnati area, though.
Did you?
I mean, it wasn't really a list. It was like a competition. Actually, I did lose a comedy competition this summer to a British nephew of George or a British cousin of George Soros. I lost a competition to a British billionaire.
Money talks, man. Money
I guess so, dude.
Money's funny.
But congratulations to him.
So, top five.
Like you should kill your
top five? I mean, it's literally just like the most famous people. It's very strange.
Did Pete Davidson make it?
Is that who?
Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson, interestingly, not on this.
Free Louis C.K.
Tom Segura. On this also. Tom Segura is on it. Number three.
Thank you.
I mean, it's got to be...
Dave Chappelle, number one.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle, of course.
Not number one. So, coming in, number five, Mark Normand. He's up there. Good for him.
Okay.
Number four, Strong Disagree, Ricky Gervais. I don't know why we keep celebrating.
People really do comedy, though.
I guess so.
Is it just like a generation above us?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why it is that people are like so fascinated by him.
Because
like,
he's British.
I guess. But then like all of his press, it's always just like, oh, he did something outrageous. He was rude to celebrities. And it's like, who cares? Yeah, I guess. Number three, Tom Segura. Very funny.
He's funny.
Good.
He's great in podcasts when he comes on as a guest too.
Yeah,
he just everything he does is good.
Yeah.
Number two, Dave Chappelle. Did see his monologue from SNL right after Kanye. I thought that was like the funniest thing he's done in a very long time.
Oh, I missed that.
That was a great one.
Honestly, it's really good.
And he talks about the Jews, and I still loved it.
It's true. Well, it's just refreshing to hear him not talk about himself.
A lot of Jews.
Yeah. Very refreshing to hear him not talk about himself for 10 minutes straight.
Or Daphne.
Daphne, who that?
His killed himself.
Yes, that's a good memory call, Dave. Number one, Bill Burr.
He's solid. I didn't realize he had anything new.
Do you hear what he did this summer? He's the first comedian to ever play at and then sell out Fenway as a comic.
He also went on the Manning broadcast.
He was pretty solid.
He was funny on that.
I do say that's the best way to watch Monday Night Football.
Peyton and Eli.
I like watching that.
They have
feed.
A podcast yeah. together.
No, no,
now?
They yeah, do.
I mean, it's basically a podcast
where they have funny chats with each other during the game.
While the game plays?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I fucking came up with that. I was like, you should just be able to subscribe.
Giles, they
to
have
him.
That. Yeah. They have that for other things. I was watching, I turned into it tuned into the Celtics Twitch. Game, and it was Stephen A. Smith watching it, and I was like, what the hell's going on? And I realized.
It's Twitch for
was
live
that,
sports.
Was that on
now.
ESPN 2?
Yeah, or something like that. Like, they have alternate yeah. broadcasts with people right. hanging out, chatting. It was Stephen A. Smith and Spike Lee. No, that was actually the Knicks game. It was the Knicks game, but.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, they would never.
That's
watch
a that's a common thing now, guys. You're gonna watch out for it. But I came up with that too. I don't yeah, know.
I also came up with that.
Yeah, me too. I also yeah. came up with. That
I said
idea.
People should
I
talk
think it's
over
pretty obvious.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
It's, yeah, like
no, but like they've had like Barack the Manning, Obama on there.
The Mannings are really, really good. I think yep. because they the way they talk about the game is like because they don't they're not trying to follow every play. They're just kind of being like, yeah, this is kind of going on. And then they have guests and they're kind of not really talking about the game, but it's good.
Yeah,
Peyton they, fucking roast people all the time too.
Eli's way
they're funny.
Than
yeah,
but then when Peyton goes on there and explains a play, he actually can dumb it down. But also like,
but he also just played in the league, so he gets what he's talking about.
Yeah,
some
no,
of
no,
these guys who have been out
yeah.
for so long,
down,
so
they
don't
know. Like you don't know exactly every coverage. So he says, "Oh, it's cover three robber. You know, left side flank blitz." So what that means is these guys fake this. Shift this guy over,
yep.
yeah. and it's cover yeah. three with this linebacker in the middle of the field. These safeties dropping off here. It's like, holy shit! Like that makes.
I felt I had that. I had that feeling multiple times watching them because yeah. it was like, oh, when that happens, we call this a this, and we block them out. And what this guy's trying to do
what
is
he
get over
been doing,
to that
or
position.
What he probably
yeah.
saw was yeah. this coverage, but they shifted it to this.
Interesting.
It's, I will say it's the best way to watch Monday Football.
Still my idea.
I agree.
Better than listening to Collinsworth have an orgasm every time there's a decent block.
It does suck.
Ow, like a 3-yard.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you about a guy here, and it's like, okay.
This guy, this kid is
I do feel bad
kid.
For Joe Buck Ow. And Aikman, because I think they're solid. It's just you got the Manning cast on the other channel, and it's just better.
Huh.
Also, Collinsworth.
How about really? He's like a...
No, he's terrible.
But he's a...
the Nickelodeon
like,
game
like
yesterday.
Who does, he's on there because his dad is important.
There were like a few things after
Nepo
some
babies,
of the Joe Buck
call that.
Calls.
Baker
like,
Mayfield with the
at
most
at
valuable
the
player in the Nickelodeon game.
What happened?
Baker Mayfield was the most valuable player in the Nickelodeon game yesterday.
Oh, really? Did he get slimed?
Yeah. Or he got the trophy. I don't know if he got actually slimed.
I mean, I literally don't even understand what sports are anymore.
Guys, there's a Nickelodeon feed, too. I forgot to mention that.
I literally don't,
Patrick Starr
don't even
commented.
Understand
well,
what sports
Adam
are
Scheffler's
anymore.
Adam Scheffler's like daughter is the sideline like reporter or like the on-field reporter.
Who's?
Adam Scheffler.
For the
from,
Nickelodeon cast?
Yeah. And I think she does a pretty good job for being like 12 years old. like, kind of, what? Now, obviously, she's asking like questions that kids would understand.
With the Teen
like,
Choice Awards, we're here.
I will say, Baker was trying so hard not to laugh at the fact that he just won like the most valuable player in a Nickelodeon game yesterday.
Did they give him a blimp?
Yeah, like a like yeah, orange blimp. Yeah.
Hopefully,
like,
he can get some commercials on Nickelodeon.
He just goes, yeah, it's you know, it's good. It's right. good that we won, and yeah, it's
thank,
like,
we
thank
try
you.
To win, but
wait,
it's all about sportsmanship.
Yeah,
you know what's actually crazy? Those orange Nickelodeon blimps made in Hinsdale, New Hampshire.
That is actually crazy.
Yeah. Is that a fact?
You that know? Is a fact. Yeah, it's made by.
It's made by like a gun factory.
No, they're made by a company called
meth factory.
Yeah,
something taps. It's like. It was a company that I actually applied a for a graphic design job, but they do like beer taps. But they've been commissioned to do the Nickelodeon.
Wow, you learn something new every day when you go on Ranker.com.
Wild,
it is
still New Hampshire.
You know, we've been talking about a lot of the best things. What if we started dipping into the negative?
Kanye.
No, we're going to skip right over that. We're going to go right to the worst movies of 2022. I bet you've seen a movie that's not too good.
Oh wait, let me look at my list again.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Bullet Train.
Yeah, apparently he really didn't like it. I watched two movies that were very old, and I hated both of them. One of them was called Reality Bites, starring Ben Stiller and Janine Garofalo. It was terrible. And then I also watched a movie called Bucky Larson, starring Nick Swardson, and that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire
life. Really?
Was not
a
great
Winter Soldier?
It was It's basically Nick Swardson pretending to be a mentally retarded person for 90 minutes straight. That's pretty much the entire film.
Isn't that all of his movies?
I guess, but I mean, he really leaned into it for this one. And yeah, it was one of the worst things. I don't know how I mean, eventually it was just on and I was in the room doing other things, but it was terrible.
Wait, was it basically just like him doing Terry?
No, it would
his
be funnier
character
if
from
no, it's
Reno
him pretending to be like a Minnesota person, and he had these huge fake teeth that made his voice a lot worse, and it was like a whole thing. But there were also a lot of movies that came out this year that were very bad. Number five of which is called The Bubble. Anyone see that?
No.
Apparently, it was a Judd Apatow movie, which I can't believe that those are just made, and I don't know about them at this point. But yeah, apparently, it was terrible.
Was it starring Maude Apatow?
Iris, which I believe is his other daughter. So that was bad. There was a movie called The King's Daughter, number four, starring Pierce Brosnan. Nope. And it's about King Louis XIV. And
he was a great king, actually.
He captures a mermaid.
That's true.
To try and steal her force.
Louis XIV was one of the best, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know.
Certainly wasn't the worst.
He was trying to achieve immortality, then he kidnaps a mermaid. So yeah, it sounds like a bad movie.
Like a rousing good time.
Did he achieve immortality or no?
I don't know. I never saw the film, but apparently it was very bad.
I haven't seen him around.
The last thing I saw him in was Mamma Mia.
Yeah? She watched that?
I never saw that movie. I never saw that movie. I was going to say,
did you watch that with your mom before or after you tried to explain to her what rap music was?
I showed her Wu-Tang Clan and she goes, this is boring.
Wait, Giles.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Number three is called One Up. And it stars like a former Disney child. And it's about a competitive video gamer who makes an all-girl team and she really shows them a thing or two.
By getting last place?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a Rocky.
But still competing with a smile on her face.
They write it like Rocky where she loses at the end and just gets...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There actually was like a... famously an esports all-girls team. Yep. They played in Turkey. It was like a Turkish league team. I only know about it because it's funny. They lost every single game they ever played and got shit on to the point where like everybody that played them just like fucked around and still being
one up.
Like,
the true story of
yeah,
true.
They got stomped. They lost every single like game they ever played in this Turkish esports league. Well,
Jesus, thanks. I wonder
thank
why.
You, Nate.
Very bad.
I'm just kidding.
Number two, the Nan movie.
Pass.
Britain's most beloved Nan goes on a road trip of a lifetime from London to Dublin as her grandson Jamie attempts to reunite her with her sister, Nell. This sounds terrible.
Like, so you write that one down so we can watch it later?
Yeah, the Nan movie. You got to check that out. And then number one was called 365 Days...
Of summer.
This day.
Nice.
Laura and Massimo are back stronger than ever. However, Massimo's family ties to a mysterious man bidding for Laura's heart complicate the lovers' lives.
Guys, my question was, there's no TV show, top TV shows of the year?
They split them all into genre. I tried to look for just TV shows, but we can actually do our own version.
Can we
right
do a
now.
Top five?
Please do.
3 minutes for a Nate Dogg rant?
We'll see. I mean, Nate Dogg's just going to be like, I watched a TV show one time.
I saw Red Notice. Best TV shows?
Yeah. Wait.
It wasn't a good movie.
Yep.
It was fine. Huh. It wasn't that bad.
Red Notice, fine. Yeah. Upgraded to fine.
Wow. Let the record show.
I might watch it.
All right, Sam, let's hear
Wasn't
these.
Wasn't Ryan Reynolds in it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go through my
TV shows.
Yeah.
I don't know if these are the best. These are just what I watched.
Well, your best, I guess.
Man in the Arena, very good. Tom Brady.
Was it like
Tom Brady documentary. Man in the Arena, you didn't watch
that,
Connor?
Was it like a series that they put out? Or?
Did nobody in this room watch Man in the Arena?
Yes, I did. Sorry. Yeah, well, I was mixing it with Tom vs. Time, and I was like, I don't think that was it, but yes. Man in the Arena. I did not watch the entire thing, but I saw certain ones.
It was good. It was, I guess, one episode per
Super Bowl
run.
A Super Bowl appearance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because he went through the entire season. Because I think that it was winning.
And he got into great detail about like each game. It's kind of crazy, the memory they have for it. And it's like, well, I guess obviously, because we just watch it passively on one day a week. But they live the whole
I guess, but
season.
The Challenge All-Stars 3 was great.
Is that like a Road Rules?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
CT's that's still there. On?
That's cool. They still make that. Yeah. That's good.
The Challenge was Tyson on it.
CT
from Survivor.
Was on the Challenge USA.
Yeah, Wes has such a hot body.
Oh, did.
Wes was on All-Stars.
Wes has such a hot body.
Nate Dogg's daddy, Wes.
What about Johnny Bananas? Was he on?
Johnny Bananas
been a winner for a while now.
Oh, really? Do you guys watch all of them?
Lexi and I have seen every season.
Really?
I got her a cameo from Leroy from the challenge this year for Christmas.
Nice.
Wow.
Interesting. Was it good? Was it a good cameo?
Wait, I told you about when I saw Johnny Bananas, I think on 60 Minutes or something, doing a piece. It wasn't 60 Minutes. Johnny Bananas did a piece on North Korea in North Korea.
Is that just the interview? But that's
Johnny Bananas went to North Korea and like went to the DM.
That guy of all people.
You mean Dennis? That's Dennis Rodman you're thinking of.
No.
Yeah,
that's Johnny Bananas.
All right, Sam, let's hear another one.
Top Chef Boston. That's okay.
No.
Bad Vegan. Did you guys watch that one?
Yes.
No.
Bad Vegan was good.
That one was...
I don't even know what that
unbelievable
is.
Unbelievable that it even happened.
A woman in New York starts a vegan restaurant, gets very wealthy, and then dates kind of like a loser who eats Cheetos, or gets kind of seduced by him through the internet, and then they kind of wind up...
She gets cat...
She gets tricked into giving him all her money.
Yeah, she's kind of... Yeah.
Oh, it's...
But it was like
it was
a
like
very...
A docu-series.
It was like Duck... Duck Fat? Was that the restaurant name? No, because it's vegan. What was it called?
I don't know what it's called, but like the famous New Yorkers like let him go there. And
yeah. So that's that.
Shit.
The Dropout. The Tale of Elizabeth Holmes. They made that.
I saw that one too.
I know that they made a shitload of those series. Do you guys know that I interviewed to work for her rival company when I was like a sophomore in college?
Like the Theranos rival?
Yeah.
Did they have a real product?
I held it, but yeah. I don't know.
Edison.
Yeah, they didn't become billionaires to my knowledge.
The funniest thing I saw on the internet about her was someone said she looks like Mark Zuckerberg cosplaying J.K. Rowling. Nice. That was funny.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yep.
I think you're gonna
Selling Sunset season 5.
I know that you've talked about that show. I
that show
it.
Is... Sunset is the... I watch it because my wife likes it.
Sure.
It's the brightest show I've ever watched. It hurts my eyes. I feel like I should be wearing sunglasses inside
when I watch the show. These girls go into these... $10 to $15 million homes. I don't know how to sell them. As a guy comes in with a Rolls Royce, being like, "It's too small." Oh my god! And then they go to their pool over, like looking the Pacific Ocean, being like, "What are we gonna do? We're not gonna make this month's rent." It's like, "Honey, I think we'll be okay because I have this kind of fucking, you know, this job." It's like, "I can't deal with this fucking broker and all this." And the brokers are just twin brothers that are the nicest guys in the fucking world. It's like, "Hey, Cynthia, please just like do what you can to sell the house. If it has to be $14 million, drop it to $14 million. The buyer may not be happy, but the seller might not be happy, but the buyer will get it." I don't know. And then the seller goes, "I think you're an idiot." It's the next episode, and they just have a brand new car every time.
Like Lexi and I watched the first two seasons of that, and my favorite character was the boyfriend of the one of the older ones.
Yeah,
is the French guy named Romain?
Yeah, he's 21, and she's like 45. He's 21,
and he like stands up to this midget bald guy who runs the whole company, and he was like, "You don't tell me what to do." And then they got married.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
I don't like that show.
It's cool when
but I watched it.
Sounds like 90 Day Fiancé.
Did you guys see a show called F-Boy Island?
Yes.
You know? Right.
Like two episodes. I started
about
it.
Is that about the Island Boys?
I've never seen it. I'm aware of it, but I did an open mic in Indianapolis like 2 weeks ago, and one of the cast members from that show was on it.
Was he an F-boy, or did he be revealed to not be an F-boy?
He was the F-boy.
That was the whole thing. Is like there's undercover F-boys and
it's like a Wu-Tang Clan.
I don't know what an F-boy actually is. All I know is this guy was a fucking tool.
Game show that they put like, what was it, 10 gay guys and or no 10 straight guys and one gay guy in there? Was that
The Mole?
The Mole. They're trying to figure out which one the gay guy was.
That's Stone Face.
Yeah.
that's a real show.
I think it was.
What?
Yeah, I thought that was like
they had like X amount of days to figure out which one the gay guy was.
It's called Gay Witch Hunt on CBS.
And the gay guy is Andy Cohen.
Wait, I thought the joke was that there was no gay guy. It was just all straight guys trying to figure out which one was gay.
I thought it was fake, and then I saw a clip of something that they're like,
oh yeah, so you know, here's the mole. Like, you know, there's 10 gay characters.
It's not the mole. The mole is a different show.
Yeah. The mole's way back in the day. But and then
well, then
they show a scene. They show a scene from one of the episodes, and then this one guy goes, he goes, well, hey, who's kissed a guy? And they all just raise their hand, and this like Twitch guy goes, oh, it's over. They're all fucking gay. Like,
that's the circle, Connor.
The circle?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
No, that's a different one.
Pretending to be someone else?
No,
that's
but
Joe Schmo.
Yes, yes. That's a show that
this
I
one's
watched that
Joe
stupidly.
Blow.
Yeah, Joe Blow.
I like that.
Joe Blue.
Do you guys remember that show, Joe Schmo?
Yeah, of course.
But no, that circle show, yeah, they had to pretend somebody that they weren't until they got to what? And then they vetoed somebody out based off of their personality that they weren't. They try to catfish each other without ever seeing each other. It was, I don't know. I watched two episodes, like, all right, I've had enough of this.
It would be more funny if it was the opposite. It was like, you have to win $1 million and there's only one straight guy, so these guys are trying to prove their gayness. Gay chicken.
It might have just turned into that. It might have turned into that because they all just were.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't care. This is great. I like this.
I'm gonna fucking win this.
Put you in jail. Let me see it.
You first.
I'll suck a dick and say I'm straight.
What do you think now, Mom?
All right, let's hear a couple more.
All right, you want more? All right, you guys are gonna like this next one.
Obi-Wan,
Love on the Spectrum.
Great show.
Never seen.
Dave, you've seen every show I've seen.
Yep.
I've heard about it.
Well, he has a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend.
I've only seen like bits. I've only seen like clips and bits and pieces of it, but it's kind of funny.
It's good.
Well, because sometimes,
you feel happy for these people that find love.
Well, it's like they're autistic, Down syndrome, but like all I've seen is like one be like, "I don't like you. This is not going to work."
No, that's true.
There's like stations, and they're like, okay.
The conversations I find funny.
They're just so straightforward. Yeah. They're like, I don't like you. And you're like, what the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Too. The U.S. one was a little rough.
I like how they talk about like things like they're really important, like because they're trying to date, and one will be like, I like whales. And then the other one will be like, well, I like sharks. And I'll be like, I don't know if this is going to work out.
I'm very convinced that the Michael character is a Nazi also. The one that's obsessed with the Germany stuff.
Jesus. I don't remember.
The first season.
Oh, is he the long hair? Blonde hair?
He's the one that's obsessed with getting married.
Dude, I don't remember the character.
When he's autistic, right? So he knows that he would have been in the ovens right next to me, right?
He's a Germanophobe.
They got rid of them, too.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Germanophobe.
Kanye's one.
I used to do this joke when I was like 2 years into stand-up, where it was just like, yeah, my grandfather's a germaphobe, but I mean, he really needs to get over it. That was a long time ago.
Pretty good joke.
Yeah. We had any other TV shows that were
I got a couple.
Trainwreck, Woodstock 99. Scary.
Actually, that's the three-part thing?
Yeah.
Yes, I did watch
Frightening.
That.
Frightening. I got uncomfortable. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, this is just a lot of people just not caring about something that's very dangerous. Like,
it was super dangerous.
And,
right?
all the rapes.
The craziest thing that like they very obviously left in at the end was like one of the dudes that was super high up in it. And he just goes, I mean, if you put that number of people together, it's going to happen anywhere. So why is that my fault? And then they just hard cut out of him. And it's just like... Jesus Christ.
That's what Ja Rule said about Fire Island or the Fire Festival.
I mean, Fire Festival is a lot better than Woodstock 99.
That's true.
didn't Ja Rule like do time because of Fire Festival or some shit? Like he really got fucked legally for that. I think.
Maybe.
Was it that?
I don't know. Ja Rule did jail time for something different.
Yeah, he also did jail. He did time for a lot of other stuff. Yeah.
All right,
then I got the most hated man on the internet. I think that was about a guy who ran a website called Are You Up or something like that.
You've had a lot of time to watch some movies, shows.
He's got a kid.
Kids sleep a lot, Connor.
Do you know that one? The most.
I know.
What's the website called?
I have a lot more
is anyoneup.com, and it was like a revenge porn website. So it was all about him coming rising.
Why'd you look at me like I would know?
Nate Dogg, what's that website called?
I do know, but that doesn't matter.
I just said, that's the point.
It's called ruup.org.
Yeah.
It was a community.
He's actually looking at it right now.
Yeah.
All right, next one. The Rings of Power.
Thank you. I was about to say, the most expensive fucking TV show ever.
Great show.
I will say, it took way too long
prequel.
To get.
It's about the
making
of the Rings.
Into then what Sauron becomes before he
gets... Has nothing to do with the actual written.
All right, Guile. So they bought the story rights to the Silmarillion, but they didn't get the full story right, so they had to change some things. But it's a book that explains the lore behind Lord of the Rings that Tolkien wrote, and it's very dense.
You just whip out some pages and say you don't get the whole thing.
So that's the whole thing.
Lord of the Rings.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that everyone's having fun watching TV.
Lord of the Rings is about some rings, right?
Well, it's about one ring
to rule the show's about making the rings.
It's actually a documentary about the 1998 women's gymnastics team for the U.S.
Rings of Power?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they.
Well, women's.
Well, you said that.
Sam,
I was like, Larry,
Sam, you would know because women don't do rings in gymnastics. That's only a men's.
Well, I was only
discipline.
Thinking.
Well, like the Olympic rings are.
Larry
powerful.
Nassar or whatever. I was like, oh, this is going south.
Survivor season 42. Survivor season 43.
Survivor season 44.
Well, apparently.
Survivor.
Coming in March, baby. Still a great show. One of the best shows on TV. Watch it.
It's amazing that that's not like just its own channel at this point.
Yeah.
It might as well be.
Yeah, it's still only an hour an episode, and it's like, why? Why aren't you filling up more time? People will watch it.
You might as well just have this real time on Twitch or something.
You should have somebody like us watching it and
all the time.
I feel like most stations these days, like True TV is just Impractical Jokers station. Mm-hmm. MTV is just Ridiculousness station.
There's like a few stations that like just only have like one
ancient
thing.
Well, is a history like mostly ancient?
Yeah, that's like that kind of shit.
I've never been able to watch more than five minutes of that show in my life.
Now lick your finger and touch the orange. Let's see what she does.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll never.
That is never literally mind. Spot on to probably one thing that they've done.
And then so, I got white lettuce. That's it for my TV. I actually skipped a couple, but weren't.
Yeah. And I was actually kind of shocked because we
what
had
did
a
I
good,
skip?
I mean, Kenobi.
Oh, I didn't watch
Obi-Wan.
It.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Oh.
I have not watched a single non theater release.
Oh, I'm watching.
What about
I'm watching the current one?
The Mandalorian?
Andor?
No.
Andor.
I'm watching Andor.
Yeah, I'm almost done. I thought that was it's very slow.
I
mean,
don't even know what they're making in Star Wars. They like
it's not even that I'm not watching it.
I don't even know what they are doing at this point.
They're trying to go this way. They're not going north and south. They're going east and west.
At this point. Yeah, it's wild.
Andor's pretty tight.
I mean,
sure
another one that
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure they spent $100 million making it. But like,
they spent way more than that.
Yeah,
I mean, one that's already
that's just what the Disney Corporation
set up for season two. Also,
right,
Dahmer. I think season two is about a different.
I heard about that nonstop for 3 weeks, but yeah.
I mean, I didn't really know too much into the Dahmer thing. Obviously, you know that, but seeing what they did for that actually terrified me a little bit.
Yeah,
this was going on and. This dude was just so nonchalant. Like, hey.
What did he do? Like, what's the bad stuff he did?
People.
He would
and ate them.
Yeah,
rape African American gay guys and kill them and eat them.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty bad.
Wait, actually, he also
would he eat their face? About their face?
He had one guy that he would give like meds to make him sleep, and then try to cut parts of his brain out, and so that he would just obey him, and while trying to keep him alive, didn't work.
Yeah, he also drilled holes
in
people's brains and put
like
acid,
slave.
And then he poured like acid into people's brains. Like,
well, yeah, he had to pour acid into some of the bodies too to get rid of them because I think they said there was something over like 20 something.
I don't know.
Yeah,
he was sickest fuck alive.
Yeah,
ever,
and then like the guy they had play his character and his just the whole.
I don't know anything about this guy.
Arc of that TV show.
That.
I was like.
Yeah.
This is a little creepy. This actually
wasn't
happened.
It in Cincinnati too.
It was in Indiana somewhere, wasn't it?
Oh God, I should know this. No, it was in.
I feel like I could watch no more.
He moved around a little bit and did some crimes.
What do you say, Milwaukee?
Was he one of the guys who got out a bunch too, or was that just kept getting out?
Charles Manson.
No,
Charles Manson.
Manson kept getting out.
No, Dahmer didn't get out.
Bundy kept getting out.
Dahmer didn't get out. It was just it took them so long because where he was and who, unfortunately, he was doing it to with African Americans in such a poverty area, they kind of just like look the other way, like,
right,
oh, white male. It's fine. And then eventually he kind of got himself caught, and then they're like, oh, shit, this is really bad.
Like that. I don't like it.
He was doing it all in a one-bedroom apartment in an apartment building.
Yeah, and then the last one that I can think of, I haven't seen it, but I've only heard great things, is The Bear.
I've heard that.
I watched the first episode.
I like that actor from Shameless.
Everyone that's worked in restaurants is like, he's so good, and it's just
it's
like
little,
I haven't
it's
done
a little
that.
Depressing.
I haven't seen it. I've been told to watch it.
Oh, shit. How are we so stupid? We just talked about Cumberbatch. House of Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's another one.
I didn't watch it. Or I didn't finish it.
What?
Cumberbatch wasn't in House of
Dragons. No, but we were making the joke that he was just a dragon. Yeah. He's a
You know what happened
dragon?
With me? I was watching House of Dragon and Rings of Power, and I was like, this is too much,
too much
gay
to
fantasy.
Remember. Yeah.
So I had to pick one.
So I went outside and I played golf.
Yeah. So I stuck with Rings of Power.
So I had a fucking kid.
I dumped House
so
of
I
Dragon.
Made another baby.
Whatever part of my brain is responsible for remembering a bunch of shit that doesn't exist, it's overloaded at this point.
I just went with Rings of Power.
Yeah,
I think
true.
It was better.
I mean, it was Friday and Sunday, so it kind of worked out where it was like, okay, you could watch them both, and a little bit of an overload.
Yep.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot.
It's funny that they put them right up against each other. It wasn't even like subtle. They were like, "We're going, we're going at it."
It's good stuff. good shows. Good shows.
Bunch of gay shit there.
It's good stuff. You know what? We got three things left. We're just gonna go straight to number one for all three.
Okay.
We're just gonna plow through. We do have the fine folks at Ranker.com. They did assemble the most annoying songs of 2022. Take a guess. Anyone remember annoying songs this year?
Baby
Shark.
That's old.
That's
like
personal annoying songs? Old,
apparently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wheels on the Bus.
Yeah.
You want me to go through my hit list?
I've got a list of 20 in my phone right now.
I'm sure if I go to TikTok right now, it's going
to
be sick.
I like to brush my teeth. Yes, yes, yes. I like to brush my teeth. Good. Good. Brushing is good for you.
Yay. God.
I like it.
Wow, that song fucking sucks.
Did you write that yourself?
You can sample that.
Yay comes out. Brush.
Where's Baby Keem on that one?
God. We're going to go just straight to number one. A, B, C, D, E, F, U by someone named.
I know that song.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you just go to TikTok, you probably hear all of them.
Pretty much.
A, B, C, F, U, and your friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's going to start saying them, and it'll come to my mind.
That's catchy, though, right?
But it's annoying.
It's catchy,
but annoying because you hear it.
I'll be honest. You know which one I don't like very much is the Charlie Puth song. It's like
you keep mentioning.
It's like over here, over there. I don't know. It's
light switch.
Some shit. No, it's like it's this shit where like he's purposely made it so that it's like surround sound. His voice like goes over here, over there, and it's just weird. I don't like it.
It's over here.
I think it's light switch. It's not light switch. It's like some over here.
You do know that song
over here, over there. I don't know. Okay. I don't remember. But it stinks.
He doesn't like it.
Number one.
I don't like it.
Number one. Number one was ABCDEFU by Gail. Let's find out who's America's girlfriend and who is America's boyfriend in 2022. Right. These are always...
Timothy Chalamet for both.
Oh, left and right, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, that one. Left and right.
Timothy Chalamet, not in the top five of either.
Wait, America's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Tom Holland.
No. Not in the top five of
boyfriend,
either.
Boyfriend.
We've
boyfriend.
Already talked about...
Tobey Maguire.
Some of these people. Tobey Maguire, not on it.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Matt Damon.
Nope.
Fuck.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is number two for America's Girlfriend.
Gal Gadot.
Who's the young
Gal Gadot? Good point. Sorry.
Who's the young guy?
Gal Gadot is not on it. I don't think she ever bounced back from that
Elizabeth
Imagine
Olsen
song.
Who's the young
not on it?
Guy that girl's like?
Scarlett Johansson?
Tom Holland.
Zendaya.
You guess
Tom
that?
Tom Holland not on it.
Zendaya.
Did you hear that, Dave? Your girlfriend wants to fuck Tom Holland more than you.
Congratulations.
That's fine.
Zendaya, number one for America's Girlfriend. Congratulations to Zendaya, number one for America's Girlfriend.
So Tom Holland's girlfriend is America's Girlfriend.
Oh, that's it.
Fiance.
Zendaya looks like she's 14.
She
kind of looks a little
bit
mannish.
Never watched Euphoria, never will. I mean, you're never going to guess America's Boyfriend.
Yes,
I think I know because I saw it, but
no, even crazier than that.
Think
Kanye.
Even crazier than that.
Think the whale.
Donald Trump.
Even crazier than that. For some reason, number one, America's Boyfriend, Ranker.com, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, he's the star of the whale.
Also the star of Monkey Bone.
50s?
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Fuck? Yeah, you know, Brendan Fraser,
you know,
from The Mummy.
From The Mummy, and that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, 2022. I thought you were talking about Fraser. Fucking 90s sitcom.
I don't know if it was an irony vote. I don't know if he, like, did something online that I don't know about.
No, he did The Whale. It's like this huge movie that's critically acclaimed that I haven't seen yet.
He claims he was blacklisted from Hollywood for ignoring an executive's sexual advances on him.
Well, I mean,
yeah, he didn't take it in the ass, so he's out.
So then he didn't do movies for like 20 years, but now he's back.
Well, I'm going to have
to
take
his word for it. He got like a 5-minute standing ovation in Paris or some shit.
He got Me Too'd before.
He Me Too'd somebody? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Right.
Wow.
Interesting.
Real brave man.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, congratulations to Brendan.
So he's the boyfriend of the year?
Yeah, and he's holding that spot until next year.
Who's number two?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I get that.
There's got to be Facebook moms on this website.
John Wick 4 and what? The Matrix had their Revolution movie or whatever.
Did that come out in 2020? No,
that did come out and
it
bombed. It bombed. I'm pretty sure it lost money.
I didn't see it. I have no interest in seeing it, but yeah, I know people did. I mean, those are all the official lists from Ranker.com. I mean, it's great. We did have to do an in memoriam, you know, rest in peace to Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter,
R.I.P.
That was going to be my joke for boyfriend, and I held
said,
my tongue.
Good for you. He said it to me, and I just kind of was like, oh, man, that's a good one. But,
that song, I Want Candy, really slaps, as the kids say.
Aaron's Party. Yep. Or Aaron's, right. Aaron's House. What's
Aaron's
the song
house.
Called? Aaron's House.
It's either Aaron's House party. Or Aaron Party. Yeah.
I don't know,
either
but
way,
I remember when,
good house
when
party.
We were talking about that in our group chat, I was like, I guess he did not beat Shaq.
Yeah,
he did that was shitty Sean song, How I Beat Shaq.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to Aaron Carter. R.I.P. to Coolio.
Coolio.
Who I saw perform live about a week before he died.
Yeah.
Interesting.
R.I.P. Coolio.
Was he
Bill Russell.
Drug overdose or?
I think they said it was like a heart attack or something.
So he did too much cocaine.
So yeah.
I probably
exactly.
throughout the entirety of the 90s.
Bill Russell also passed away.
Also cocaine.
Bill Russell. Bob Saget, America's Dad.
That was a tough one.
R.I.P. Saget.
Gilbert Gottfried screamed his way into the grave. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
Gallagher, smashing watermelons.
Wow.
Dead.
That guy died.
Yep. The Queen.
The
Queen.
She's dead. Everyone's certain of that.
That golfer.
Yeah, Meghan and Harry are burying her even more.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, God.
I watched that show, too, by the way.
I could not imagine myself carrying them.
Seriously?
To, like,
yeah. It was on. I didn't really watch.
I like
you,
this.
You picked
this,
that one.
This,
I was playing Diablo.
The screen would just dissolve in front of me.
Yeah, it was bad.
I believe Meatloaf and Louis Anderson died on the same day. Right?
Yeah, we discussed. I think so. Yeah.
Heavy day for the big guys.
Sad day.
And then Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters. I had to.
He also died.
Cancel my Airbnb in Queens in July because of that, because they canceled their tour. So.
Can't they just find another drummer?
I'm sure there's a whole thing that they could do, but you know, for now they're not doing it.
I bet his son's going to take over as the drummer.
It's very possible. Or
you heard it here first. I bet he's going
to
start touring with him.
It's up to Dave Grohl, and he could literally have any drummer on the planet that he wanted to.
Yeah, but anybody's going to make it to Taylor Hawkins' son.
Yes, including me. So, folks, I think that was a great time reviewing last year. Now, there was one thing that happened. Nate Dogg and I did not do our New Year's with Nate Dogg episode, so we did not get to do our predictions for 2023. I thought that would be a great way to look forward. We did review what Nate Dogg and I predicted last year. We said there would be a partial economic collapse. To my knowledge, has not hit yet.
It is on its way.
Allegedly.
well, for your FTX. And
we said, oh, yeah, I guess that's probably FTX and the housing market.
To invest in crypto. It's already here.
Yeah.
Perhaps. We said that a major entertainment entity would dissolve, such as like
the movie theaters,
ABC, NBC.
Sorry.
We thought like one of those.
I thought ESPN would be absorbed by something. They were just like,
yeah.
They're owned by Disney.
They are.
I know. So they might not go away, but they fucking
be absorbed by what?
These days.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, like, if you watch SportsCenter recently, it stinks.
Yeah.
But you still
resurrect Stuart Scott from the grave. Just put his corpse up. He'll do a better job.
But their numbers come at live sports.
Yep.
I know. It's true. So. But that's all they got going for them. We're talking about today.
That's
they
all
they have. Pickleball on.
They have
pickleball's growing.
I told
LeBron
Giles this earlier. I said I would rather have unprotected sex with Magic Johnson than watch the pickleball world championship.
That's not
that's
saying much.
That is what he said.
I'd rather play pickleball than watch it, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank you for this.
My prediction for 2023 is pickleball will eclipse the NFL in viewership.
Viewership.
Yes.
Merchandise
revenue.
And ticket. I think that's a good idea. Nate Dogg and I said that Amazon will come out with either an electric car or some massive new like vehicle.
You know, like electric truck or something. Like
weren't they supposed to do drones to deliver?
They just bought Rivians.
They just bought that?
Like they have a $100 billion deal with Rivian to make
they had
their vans.
They had a deal with
sorry.
It's all right.
Cool show, man.
All right, I won't touch the board anymore.
Hey, all right,
I was going for wah, 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 because that was a bad prediction, right? They didn't make one, did they?
They tried to do that deal with Nikola, which was supposed to be a competitor to Tesla, ironically.
That's funny.
It is funny. And then the owner of that got sentenced to like years and years in prison because he was just massively defrauding people.
So predictions for 2023.
I think a major, this is, it seems too obvious, and you kind of just said it. I think like a major movie theater chain will just dissolve.
I think it has to at this point. I mean, like we kind of talked about how many movies we didn't see or like lack thereof.
Yeah.
It's much easier to wait till it gets to my Apple TV and just buy it at the same price.
Right.
And now
all my
like,
food's at home,
right.
Comfortable couch, watch my own time.
Well, and also,
have my dog bark during the whole thing.
I think it's only a matter of time because like I just saw Chris Rock announce a live show on Netflix.
Exactly. Right? And Netflix
is all of a sudden going to start buying up live content. Like,
it's not
Netflix's
content's getting better.
Right. But I just think like I think that live content's going to be like, it's not going to be all pay-per-view, but it's going to be kind of like a smorgasbord. It's going to be able to like pick and choose the live content you watch like based on your
problem.
Isn't that called streaming?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything we got now.
I know, but I'm saying like right now we still have ESPN, Fox Sports. I think all that stuff is going to move to like a streaming service.
You mean like YouTube will buy the rights to everything? And
yeah, like
have
yeah,
it all on YouTube
like
TV?
Something like that.
Right.
Fine with me.
Or Netflix like or Amazon, and they're just going to put it in
the
stream.
My prediction is that LIV Golf buys the PGA Tour.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I doubt that's physically possible.
Can I stay in that realm, though?
Go ahead.
The PGA will allow Tiger Woods to use a golf cart in every
tournament. Oh, I like that prediction.
That'd be great.
Just to have him be there.
They already can. You can already apply for an exemption on the PGA Tour to be able
Supreme
to use a cart.
Decision.
John Daly has been turned down numerous times for that.
I like watching.
Sorry,
John
sir.
Daly
you're just fat.
Yeah.
You're just fat and an alcoholic.
Exactly.
Okay, so is that a good prediction or a bad prediction?
I mean, I think it's a good prediction. Tiger Woods already said if he can't walk, he won't play.
But he kind of
he already
there.
Said
he
that he will not
shot.
Take a cart like, if he's going
to
play.
That's annoying because he just took a cart to play with his kid the other day.
I know, but that's like the PNC.
How much is the walking, elemental to the game?
I think it's
well,
he
said
like
it's 100%.
Not too much to us because we ride all the time.
Yeah, seriously. Well, also my
well, Tiger said 100% right now is like he just can't walk around. He goes hitting shots is fine. I just cannot walk around a golf course.
What are these two? These dogs are getting upset. We only got a few more things here. I'm predicting presidential death by natural causes. Probably going to probably pretty safe. I think I'm predicting that. And then I'm also
I said
causes falling while you're taking a shit.
I said Joe Biden's going to get pneumonia.
It's the most natural way to go.
It's not pretty natural to me. And then I'm predicting that I will get a job.
Hey.
So a personal one. Okay. Yeah.
Unlikely. Yeah,
it's possible.
So, Dave, do you have a personal goal?
Yeah, Dave,
or,
you got a prediction? Yeah,
prediction?
Prediction. Anything?
I already made my prediction.
What
was that?
Nothing.
You know what? I have another prediction. I bet we're going to see like a major celebrity on OnlyFans.
Probably missed the window. For
what?
That.
No, like a movie star celebrity that you wouldn't expect. We're going to see on OnlyFans and just start going into straight up OnlyFans content.
My prediction been looking? Is Lexi's pregnant this time next year.
Wow.
Oh, whoa. Huh?
Either her or your dog.
I didn't know you could get pregnant in the butt.
Yeah. Yeah, any other big predictions for thing in here?
This time next year.
Go ahead.
I'll be a single-digit golf handicapper.
Wow. Okay. Like
and I will have one hole-in-one to my name.
Both.
Is that a prediction or
I goal? Almost did that in Utah.
I don't think I'm going to try to call it.
It's calling.
But
it's going to Babe Ruth it.
Let me just at least make the prediction. I'll call the shot.
All
right. Once it happens,
you're just gonna call
every single
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. Every
this
shot.
One's going in.
Well, no, because then it just ruins it.
This one's going in.
And another one, Bill Belichick gets fired.
Oh, I like.
I think he leaves. I don't think he'd ever get fired.
Sure. Well, but I don't think
Cam
he coaches.
Newton comes back as the Patriots quarterback next year.
No,
absolutely.
But yeah, those are my. And then the housing market crashes.
Yeah,
because we've been asking for it for about 2 years now.
Oh no, you know what happens?
What's that?
I think that. Because they was it Josh McDaniels when he lost to the Raiders, Mac Jones, and they had like an embrace. I bet he comes back to the Pats.
Josh McDaniels might not get fired.
They don't have enough money to fire him.
Time will tell.
I think they have enough.
No, they get rid of Belichick. Bring him back. Bring him on as a Patriots head coach.
They have to structure the Raiders player bonuses because they don't have enough cash flow to pay them on time.
Yeah.
Hmm. Any other major predictions?
Free John Gruden.
I got one.
Sam had a couple. So.
By the end of 2023, Twitter will have a different name.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good
what
one.
About
a difference? Like
what about CEO?
Twatter.
Yeah. Well, he's already said he's going to step down.
No, but just a fully rebranded under a
Twitter.
Different name.
I don't know.
It's just going to be called Musk's
Just my vibe
taint.
Right now.
That's, I like that. That is a good one.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go
It could
out
still on. Be branded the same, but it might
Mr.
be.
Mr. Beast is going to be their CEO.
It'll be called
Do you
Beast
like
Tweets.
Him?
No.
Okay. It's just going to be called Thoughts.
Beast.
He's just popular. I don't
social,
know.
Social Beast. I don't know.
Thoughts.
It's just called Thoughts, but
just called that ho-o with this.
Giles, what's your prediction outside of getting a job?
Yeah, I will, like, I mean, I have no choice but to make that happen.
I probably should have said the same thing.
I literally have no choice but to make that. Yeah, right now in October, I will be unemployed unless I do something about that.
In
so,
October?
Yeah, so I'm really...
So you have 10 months to figure it out?
You'd be surprised how fast that that comes up. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back next year and doing a 2023 review and hopefully having a source of income at that point.
That'll be cool. And yeah. Using the same site. Thank you, yeah. Ranker.
Yes,
thank
you.
Thank you, Giles.
Ranker.
Sponsored by Ranker.
Thank you,
thank
to
you
the
Source
team
Industry.
Here at the end of year review.
Thank you, Conair, for the ZA.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was
yeah. Thank you.
And,
good pizza.
Thank you to the dogs for not conceiving a puppy while we were here the whole time.
As far as
we
know.
As far as we know.
They might have.
All right, cool. Great episode.
All right, cheers.
Peace.